This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives approves proposal seeking consideration on appropriation bill. Finance Minister Janardan Sharma says government has brought realistic budget considering country's fiscal status. Country marking 16th anniversary today of being declared as caste-based discrimination free. National Assembly directs government to review statute of limitation on sexual crime. And Pakistani Taliban militants announce indefinite ceasefire. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has said caste-based discrimination and untouchability are social evils which should be ended by proper implementation of law and social awareness. On the occasion of 16th anniversary of declaration of Nepal as caste-based discrimination-free country today, President Bhandari wished that may today's day inspire all Nepalese to promote social harmony and national unity. Similarly, Prime Minister Shahbadur Dewa has said caste-based discrimination and untouchability are not only immoral and inhumane acts, but also crime according to the law of the country. Giving a best message on the occasion of 16th anniversary of the declaration of Nepal as caste discrimination-free country, Prime Minister Dewa wished dignified life for every person with equality. Nepal was declared caste discrimination-free country on 21st Jaistha 2063 Bikram Samvat. The caste-based discrimination and untouchability are blot to civilized society, the Prime Minister said, adding that efforts were underway to make laws for ensuring equitable society. The National Dalit Commission was established in 2058 Bikram Samvat after the Parliament made the resolution to end caste-based discrimination in Nepal. The House of Representatives has approved the proposal seeking consideration on the Appropriation Bill 2022. The House unanimously endorsed the proposal presented by Finance Minister Janardan Sharma in the House yesterday. Earlier, during a discussion on the bill, lawmaker Serbadu Tamang underlined the need for reconsideration of the Appropriation Bill, seeking clarification on theoretical and implementation aspects of the budget. Likewise, lawmaker Deprasad Gurung appreciated the overall aspect of the bill and wished for its successful implementation. Meanwhile, responding to queries raised on the theoretical deliberations on the budget, Minister Sharma claimed to have formulated a realistic budget considering the fiscal condition of the country. He also clarified that the Ministry of Finance did not cough off the budget. He said the budget got cut off as the line ministries failed to spend the allocated budget, stating that the budget for the next fiscal year is only 9.86% bigger in size compared to the budget of the current fiscal year. The finance minister said it should not be labelled as ambitious, claiming to achieve 8% economic growth in the upcoming fiscal year. Finance Minister Sharma plans to start mega projects including the Nizhgarh International Airport. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota has set June 6 to 10 for deliberations and responses on different topics of the appropriation bill relating to various ministries and secretaries. Meanwhile, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Govinda Prasad Sharma, tabled the bill on amendment of some acts concerning sexual violence and the bill to amend some acts related to criminal offences and criminal procedures in the session of the House of Representatives yesterday. Likewise, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Dilendra Prasad Baru, responded to the proposal of urgent public importance relating to the reduction of the consumption of petroleum products in the House meeting. In his response to lawmakers' questions, he said a high-level committee led by the National Planning Commission Vice Chair would be formed to suggest ways for better managing the demands, supplies and distributions of petroleum products. The committee will advise the government on the matters of restructuring Nepal Oil Corporation, the use of green energy and the involvement of private sector in energy supply. On the occasion, Minister Baru also said the government was really concerned about the matters of people's day-to-day life. He expressed the government's commitment to reducing electricity tariffs, provide an electric stove to each household and provide discounts on electricity bills to industries consuming a higher amount of electricity. He also vowed to lead effective market monitoring. The National Assembly has directed the government to accept and implement the resolution on review of the statute of limitation on complaints relating to sexual violence. Nepali Congress lawmaker Kamala Pantha presented the motion in the parliament, which was endorsed by the National Assembly meeting unanimously after the discussion. On the occasion, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Govinda Prasad Sharma, said a study was underway for the reform in the law relating to sexual crime. Meanwhile, lawmaker Devendra Dahal tabled a proposal on urgent public importance in the National Assembly demanding a reduction in the price of petroleum products. Likewise, the National Assembly has formed a parliamentary special committee led by Dr. Kimlal Devkota for the study, implementation and monitoring of federalism. The panel was assigned to prepare a detailed report about political, fiscal, administrative and other structural aspects in regard to the implementation of federalism and present it to the upper house of the federal parliament within 4 months. Prime Minister Shabada Dewa has stressed the need for providing quality education from universities to produce competent human resources. Addressing the second phase of the 27th convocation of Kathmandu University at Dhulikhel yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa asked the university to work on addressing educational unemployment and brain drain. Lawmakers have demanded the earliest revision of the Citizenship Act Amendment Bill. Taking part in discussion organized by Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives, yesterday, lawmaker Min Bahadur Vishwakarma said preparation was underway to take forward the Citizenship Act Amendment Bill. Cultural festival of Bhoto Jatra is being celebrated today. The Bhoto, which is a vest, is displayed today from Rato Machindranath chariot, which has been brought to Jaulakhel in Lalitpur. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The Pakistani Taliban has announced an indefinite ceasefire with Pakistan's government after talks were brokered by the Afghan Taliban government. The Pakistani Taliban said substantial progress had been made at the talks in Kabul and the truce extended until further notice. AFP News Agency quoted a Pakistani government official saying the talks were moving in a positive direction. The UN Crisis Coordinator for Ukraine has warned there will be no victor for Russia's invasion of Ukraine as the conflict enters its 100th day and Moscow's forces press deeper into the country's eastern Donbas region. The ensuing fighting has caused the biggest movement of people in Europe since World War II. More than 14 million people have been displaced and 6.9 million Ukrainians have crossed borders and are living as refugees abroad. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light rain or thunder and lightning at a few places of province number 1 and at one or two places of Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. House of Representatives approves proposal seeking consideration on appropriation bill. Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma says government has brought realistic budget considering country's fiscal status. Country marking 16th anniversary today of being declared as caste-based discrimination free. National Assembly directs government to review statute of limitation on sexual crime. And Pakistani Taliban militants announce indefinite ceasefire. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.